You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Monday, April the 1st of 2025. The time is 9:07. Temperature has moved up nicely, up 9 degrees in the past hour. We are now at 30 degrees under sunny skies. Gonna change. We'll have more on that coming up in a few moments, but it is hour number two. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, you can also join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube and be able to see my face. Because normally we have the camera that is here in the producer's room pointing through a window towards the on-air studio. Today I am sitting in the producer's chair because our normal producer, Ian Welsh, is not here this morning. He got into a little fender bender. I think it was early this morning, in fact, on his way to work. The good news is it's not serious. It is not anything that caused him any injuries, but Ian is not here this morning, and hopefully he'll be back with us either later in this hour or tomorrow morning with us on the program on Wednesday. Coming up here in this second hour, yesterday, if you tuned in on 98.9 FM yesterday, you just heard static because after the ice storm on the weekend, we had some issues with our transmitter and it knocked down 98.9 on our FM dial. The good news was we were still on the air on 1230 AM. We were still on our stream. We were still on the app. We were still on YouTube. So everything else, we were fine yesterday when it came to being on the air. But if you are just somebody that tunes in every day on 98.9, which I know a lot of you do, you missed it and you missed our show. And we feel bad about that. We were able to get things back up and running yesterday afternoon on 98.9. So we're back on every aspect of our vast number of ways to be able to tune in each and every day. But yesterday on the program, I had a chance to talk to Judge Susan Crawford. Of course, she is on the ballot today for the state Supreme Court in a very, very important race. And we had a chance to speak to the judge about Elon Musk's visit to Wisconsin on Sunday, generally about his spending, generally about what Judge Crawford brings to the table should she be elected. And I asked her about justice as well, because I think that in this era right now, there is a sense that we are struggling as a society with justice. Are we truly balanced here when it comes to justice? Is justice blind? So I asked her about justice. And since we were off yesterday with 98.9, just in case for those folks out there who missed our discussion and who may still want to hear a little bit more from Judge Crawford before heading to the polls today, a little bit later on in this hour, we will hear the conversation that I had with Judge Susan Crawford. So that will be coming up after the bottom of the hour news update. So stick around for that. We'll hear Judge Susan Crawford again coming up at about 9:34 this morning here on the program. Then in our final segment, we'll have our daily history lesson. Take a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on April Fool's Day in history. Talk about a few folks who are celebrating April Fool's Day birthdays. Talk about special events being acknowledged today on April Fool's Day. And then wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And normally, if Ian gets back in time, we'll give it to him. Otherwise, we'll give it to you because we have a number for the day. We make it a quiz. We give three choices, one of which is the correct answer, two of which are incorrect. When Ian is here, we try to make sure that he gets above 33% because you have three choices based on the math. One out of three, 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. Also, we want Ian to have more right than wrong. So three out of five for a normal work week is the goal. His best ever week is four out of five. And, of course, we're still hoping that ultimately he has a perfect week. So we'll do our number for the day quiz in the final moments of the show at about 9:56 as well here on 98.9 WXCO. Wanted to remind you as well that we still have today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday left for our big break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. Yep, you have a chance to win some great prizes. In fact, in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Pat Kreitlow gave you a chance to win $100 in hard, cold cash. But what happens is each weekday at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., the host will give you a keyword to text in on the Civic Media app. And again, for this contest, you have to have the Civic Media app. And it's really simple to download. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It is free. It is a terrific piece of technology. Get access to every station in the Civic Media radio network. We would like you to use the 98.9 WXCO part of the app when playing in the contest because it makes us look better. The folks down at corporate headquarters, they look at where are our texts coming from, and we want you to be through WXCO. So basically what will happen, Pat did it at 7 o'clock, Jane Mantenere will do it at 11, Todd Alba at 1, Dom Salvia at 4, is near the beginning of their hour, they will give you a keyword. And then all you have to do is send that one word. Don't have to put anything else in there. Just text the keyword, and you'll be part of a drawing. Everybody that has the correct keyword for that hour is part of the drawing for the hourly winner. And then everybody as well who sends in their keyword for that hour, they are then part of the final drawing for our grand prize. And our grand prize drawing will be a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So, again, if you are part of every hour, that's four times a day, that's 20 times a week, that's 40 times over 2 weeks, that's more chances to win that brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. But the hourly prizes are cool as well. I mentioned $100 cash occurred in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, you have a chance some hours to win a Chula Vista getaway down at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. You have a chance to win Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The Brewers eventually will turn things around. It's been a very rough start for the crew so far, but there'll be better days. But even if they're not, it's still fun to go out to the old ballpark. And we have terrific seats. They're club-level seats. I've actually been there because we have tickets through Civic Media, and I went one game last year. And the seats are just terrific. If you want to go and see the game and be part of a great atmosphere and a great experience, get those tickets. So, and you have a chance every time that we play the contest. So, again, we have today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, still at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., the break into spring Text to Win statewide contest right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Need to remind you as well, it is election day, and make sure when you're done voting, when the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight, that you tune in, because we're really proud of the coverage that we provide when it comes to all election nights, not just the general election. We had such wonderful coverage on election night last November, but when it's election night, We want you to be able to tune in here to WXCO and Civic Media and get the results and get the analysis that you need. And it's Wisconsin Decides 2025. And yep, 2025, this is it. And I got to say, we all need a nice long break before we get back into the midterm elections in 2026. But after tonight, we can step away and just enjoy 2025. But tonight at 8 p.m., the polls close, and then tune in here on 98.9 WXCO or tune in on the app, tune in online. Make sure you tune in and hear results and analysis you will not find anywhere else. We will have our political director, Dan Schaefer. We will have folks all over the place getting the results and then analyzing what we're seeing, whether it's with the state Supreme Court race, the superintendent of public instruction, got the constitutional ballot question involving voter ID. There'll be results from the local referendum. I mentioned that here in Wausau, we have a referendum with the Wausau School District and municipal elections around the state. I was talking a bit about the village of Weston and the village president race that is going on this evening as well. So again, lots to analyze, lots of results to bring to you, and tune in tonight starting at 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO or any of the Civic Media News Talk stations for election results and analysis. And again, big, big night, big, big election. Boy, I'm curious. I'm very curious to see what happens because I don't know what's going to happen. We know that the state of Wisconsin, always very tight races. I mean, Janet Protasiewicz won by a significant margin a couple of years ago in a state Supreme Court race. But at the same time, that's an outlier. We saw Ron Johnson win a very tight Senate race 2.5 years ago. We saw a very tight race between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde five months ago. We saw, again, another close race on the presidential ballot. So these statewide races are very, very tight. I'm curious to see how this Schimmel race against Crawford goes. I'm very curious to see how the State Department of Public Instruction supervisor race goes. Really, lots to keep an eye on when it comes to election night 2025. And we will have it all for you right here starting at 8 o'clock on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to loosen it up a little bit coming up. We're going to talk a little sports. What is wrong with the crew? What is wrong with the Bucks? Boy, we need some wins. We need some wins quickly. So we're going to talk a little bit of sports coming up next. I am Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here this morning on 98.9 WXCO. Well, may want to keep your eyes closed when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers these days. 0-4 to start off the season. The Brewers have really struggled so far. They lost three in a row over the weekend against the New York Yankees. And now they headed home yesterday, hopefully to try and turn things around, to try to get off to a good start at American Family Field. But the Brewers, I guess the only good thing you can say is that they're allowing fewer runs each day over the last 3 days. Because they started on Saturday, they gave up 20 runs to the Yankees in a 20-9 loss. Gave up 9 home runs in that game. Gave up only 12 runs then on Sunday in a 12-3 loss. And then yesterday, taking another stride forward, the Brewers only gave up 11 runs. I joke. 20-12-11 is not good. And yesterday, the Brewers fell to the Kansas City Royals by a score of 11-1. And for the first time in a decade, the Brewers are 0-4. They had not been at this point 0-4 since back in 2015. The Brewers are struggling on the mound. The Brewers are struggling at the plate. They're struggling everywhere. And, I mean, Royals came out, scored 3 times in the top of the first. It was 4-0 after 2. Stayed that way until a big, I think it was a 6-run outburst in the 6th inning for the Royals. And then they just kind of cruise to the win. Brewers will try again tonight. And, frankly, I'm seeing names I have no idea where they're coming from. Because tonight, the Brewers have a guy named Chad Patrick. Yeah, I like the name Chad, of course. You gotta love that. But but Chad Patrick will take the mound for the Brewers. I don't know who Chad Patrick is, to be honest with you. I guess I have to study a little bit closer. But the Brewers will try to avoid going to 0-5. And they've never gone 0-5. So Brewers and the Kansas City Royals tonight at 6:40 at American Family Field. Milwaukee Bucks have been struggling as well. The Bucks right now are number 6 in the Eastern Conference when it comes to the potential playoff seedings. And they've lost 4 games in a row as well. So the Brewers have lost 4 games in a row, and the Bucks have lost 4 games in a row. And tonight, interesting, the Bucks are home against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix has been struggling as well. They've lost their superstar, Kevin Durant, with an ankle injury. I don't think he'll be playing tonight. But it is the return of Mike Budenholzer, the former Bucks coach, Coach Bud, who led the team to an NBA championship just 4 years ago. But then, after a first-round loss in the playoffs, he was fired. And the Bucks have not really done any better since they got rid of Coach Bud. But he returned to the NBA this year as coach of the Suns. It's been a bit of a struggle there for him and for their team. But be interesting to see the response he gets when he returns to Pfizer Forum tonight. I hope people cheer him. I hope the Bucks do something special. Maybe give a video presentation, because I always was a fan of Coach Bud. I was not a person who agreed with the Bucks when they fired him, and I think ultimately they would have been better off keeping him. But nevertheless, he does come back to Milwaukee to coach against the Bucks for the first time tonight, and hopefully the Bucks and their fans do respond in a classy way. But for the Bucks, they have to turn things around. Boy, they have just been not good recently, and not only losing the games. Both Friday night in their game against the Knicks that they lost, and then Sunday night in the, I would call it an embarrassing performance against Atlanta, both games at home. Both times afterwards, players have said, not playing tough enough, hard enough. That's inexcusable. And if they have any hopes of trying to do something in the playoffs, they're going to have to dig. It can't be where they think they can roll the basketball out there and just play. They have to dig and be much tougher, or else it's going to be another first-round exit for the Bucks, and that's become a bit of a discouraging pattern in recent years. But the Bucks and the Phoenix Suns tonight at Pfizer Forum. And a quick note that coming up on Friday, we'll have our first high school sports broadcast of the spring season. And the scheduled game... The original scheduled game was Wausau West baseball against Antigo. But with the way the weather's been and field conditions, I can't imagine that game's going to be played, at least at Wausau West High School on Friday. So at this point, it is looking like we'll have the Warriors in softball. And the reason that I can be very confident that there's going to be a game on Friday in softball is because Wausau West and D.C. Everest and other schools are part of an event over at Greenheck Turner Community Center. And part of Greenheck Turner Community Center has an indoor area that you can play softball. In fact, they're going to be playing two softball games at the same time inside Greenheck Turner on Friday and then again on Saturday. Wausau West taking on Lakeland on Friday afternoon. 2:50 for the pregame, 3 o'clock for the first pitch right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And then Saturday, more Wausau West High School softball, again at Greenheck Turner, taking on Eau Claire Memorial as the Warriors and the Old Abes will face off. And we will have coverage starting at 9:50 for the pregame and then the first pitch at 10 a.m. So Wausau West softball kicking off the spring sports season here on 98.9 WXCO and online. Coming up after an information update, we will hear my conversation yesterday with Judge Susan Crawford. That's coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
It's transition season as we move from winter sports into the start of spring sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The winter sports season is complete, with state champions crowned and many splendid careers wrapped up. That means it's on to spring sports, which is often a fickle beast with uncertain Wisconsin weather. Already, we've seen the first contest for track and field, as well as soccer and lacrosse, with other spring sports of baseball, girls soccer, boys golf, and boys tennis getting underway later this week. The focus for track and field has been on the indoor season. In some early results in the sprinting events, Martin Lindholm of the Reedsburg boys track team has the fastest 55-meter dash time of 6.45 seconds. Germantown junior Aiden Dykstra cleared an impressive 6 feet 8 inches in the high jump at a meet earlier this season. Not surprisingly, the boys' shot put leaderboard is dotted with Kimberly athletes, led by a 62-foot 4.5-inch throw from senior Hunter Sprangers. On the girls' side, defending D1 state champion Elise Schrader of Arrowhead already has an elite pole vault mark of 13 feet 2 inches. This marks the second year of lacrosse as an official WIAA-sponsored sport, and games got underway last week. Jocelyn White had a huge game to open things for the Notre Dame girls squad, scoring 11 goals and assisting on the other as the Tritons defeated Oregon 12-11 last Thursday. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now, fair skies in downtown Wausau. 30 degrees is the temperature, but a winter weather advisory will go into effect at 7 p.m. this evening and go until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, as we expect, again, some snow. Yep, it will start off with some snow, then it will be snow and freezing rain, possibly mixed with sleet. Snow could be heavy at times, and perhaps 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before all is said and done. So again, boy, March was an interesting month with the weather. It looks like April is starting off that way. But fortunately, it looks like after that, maybe we'll start to get a little bit more spring-like weather. But again, as you head out tonight and then tomorrow morning during the morning drive, be aware. Again, there'll be more snow. And again, some slick road conditions possible, so make sure you take a little time and make sure you get to wherever you're headed very safely. And one of the places that I hope that you can get to today, if you haven't already voted, is to get to your local polling place, because it is election day. Lots of very important races, whether statewide or locally. And one of the statewide races, of course, is for state Supreme Court. And as I mentioned yesterday, because of the winter weather that we got on Sunday, we had a lot of ice and an ice storm that went through, and we got knocked off the air on 98.9 WXCO. We were still on 1230 yesterday. We were still online, but if you tuned in yesterday to listen to our program on 98.9, there was nothing but static. And that was very frustrating to me yesterday, because we had a very important guest yesterday, Susan Crawford, state Supreme Court candidate, no nominees because this is a nonpartisan race, but candidate for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. It was the second time we've had a chance to talk to Susan Crawford as we get to the final moments of this race. And again, this was yesterday. And had an opportunity to talk to Susan Crawford. And since 98.9 FM was not on the air yesterday, I wanted to share this conversation with those of you who may have missed it, give you one more chance to hear from the candidate before heading to the polls today. So here was myself and Susan Crawford yesterday on the program. And we are very happy to welcome back to the program to talk about it, heading down the stretch towards Election Day, Judge Susan Crawford on the ballot tomorrow here in Wisconsin. Judge, thank you again for joining us and spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, good morning, Chad. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. I want to start off with your reaction to what we saw last night with Elon Musk after spending millions and millions of dollars in terms of lifting Brad Schimmel's campaign. On what we saw last night, your general impression on last night, and maybe the whole Musk effect on this election.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a bizarre event, pretty wide-ranging comments by Elon Musk, not actually a lot of focus on the election, which I thought was sort of interesting. He did not have that much to say about Brad Schimmel. But obviously, he's handing out million-dollar checks at that event, and I think Wisconsinites should really be outraged by that. We have the richest man in the world wading into a state judicial race, trying to buy a seat on the Supreme Court, and it's not democratic. It's not what should be happening here.
The decisions that will be made by whatever Supreme Court is seated after the election will affect the lives of Wisconsinites on a daily basis, not Elon Musk on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
What do Wisconsinites who have their lives that will be affected one way or the other after this election, what should they be thinking about when it comes to you as a jurist? What are the things you're going to bring to that group with some very important issues coming in front of that court over the next couple of years? What will you bring to the discussion and to the decision-making process over the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Chad. You know, I've worked throughout my entire career as a lawyer and now as a judge to protect the rights of Wisconsinites under our laws and under our Constitution. You know, I started out as a prosecutor at the Wisconsin Department of Justice, working to make sure we had safe communities and that people who had committed violent crimes were off our streets and that crime victims' rights were protected in the process. And then later as a lawyer, I worked to protect the rights of Wisconsinites in our courts, standing up for things like voting rights and reproductive freedom and the rights of workers. And that I want voters to know that about me, that I have fought for them in our courts. And now as a judge, that's what I do every day, case by case, just always standing up for Wisconsin values and Wisconsin families when I'm sitting behind the bench. And that's what I'll do on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. My sort of fundamental judicial philosophy is that we have laws and we have a constitution to protect the rights of Wisconsinites. And I interpret them to carry out that purpose, and that's what I'll do on the Supreme Court.
You use the term rights, and I think that in this era, there's a lot of the rights of the average citizen, whether it's in Wisconsin, whether it's throughout the country, that are under attack by the forces of power, the forces of money. How do you look at the whole system? I feel there's cracks, and I think one of the aspects that's been talked about a little bit more recently, especially at the national level, but it could just as easily occur at the state level if the same mindset goes in, is the belief that the justice system does believe in justice. Could you maybe talk about what you see, what you think, again, beyond even beyond this race, but the whole idea of justice for the average person?
Yeah, you know, I think money is really a corrupting force. We've seen in this election that, you know, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, has come in and spent now upwards of $25 million on this race. And he is out trying to buy off people's votes. And my opponent, Brad Schimmel, seems okay with that. He's not said a single word of criticism or asked Elon Musk to back down or to, you know, stop trying to bribe voters in Wisconsin. So it's that's really pathetic, in my opinion. This is a race where we have a extreme partisan politician who is willing to, you know, be bought off by the highest bidder, and the highest bidder is the richest man in the world here. And we've seen Elon Musk out in Washington, D.C., trying to dismantle broad swaths of the federal government without even knowing what those folks do, with, you know, really serious, with consequences that are so serious that then a week later they try to undo what they've done because they are not really, they don't have a plan. And that's, none of that is about justice for Wisconsinites. None of that is about the role of our Wisconsin Supreme Court in making fair, impartial interpretations of our laws that should not involve any kind of a partisan agenda.
And I guess before we do run out of time, because I know you're very, very busy, consequences. And I think one thing that people have noticed in the last 2.5 months since the new administration has come in is that there are consequences in elections, that a lot of people say, boy, I really didn't think that would happen, or I didn't think that he would actually do that. When it comes to different issues here in Wisconsin, whether it is abortion, whether it is voting rights, whether it is even, you know, health care and things like that, these are issues that come in front of the court, and there are consequences to whoever takes that seat, correct?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, reproductive freedom is a really good example of that, and there was a period of time after the Dobbs decision, the decision that overturned Roe versus Wade, when doctors couldn't be sure that that 1849 abortion ban, criminal abortion ban that bans just about all abortions, whether that law was in effect or not. Ultimately, after a period of time, a judge put that law on hold while the case was moving through the courts. But while that law could have been in effect, doctors were afraid of getting punished. You know, they were afraid of getting charged with felonies. And during that period of time, and I've heard this from a number of people on the campaign trail, both women and healthcare professionals, women had to leave the state of Wisconsin to get healthcare. And these are not situations where somebody was seeking to just voluntarily terminate a pregnancy. It's one where they had a very wanted pregnancy and were having really significant complications, and they had to leave the state to get health care. So these are some life and death issues, Chad. There's a lot on the line.
And real quickly to wrap it up, as you come to the finish line of this election race, you've gone through a lot. Any regrets on throwing your hat in the ring? Because I imagine going up against the richest man in the world is something you weren't expecting. How do you feel as you get to the finish line?
Yeah, you know, there have been a lot of crazy twists and turns in this race, Chad, but I haven't regretted it for 1 minute, and I'm proud of the race that I ran. I think we stuck with our principles. I've told the truth about who I am as a person and what kind of justice I want to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So I'm putting my trust in the voters to make the right decision in this race and put a judge on the Supreme Court that wants to protect their rights under our laws and not a partisan politician. So I'm asking everybody who's listening to the show today to make sure they get out and vote, and I'm asking them to vote for me.
That was the conversation that I had yesterday morning with Judge Susan Crawford, again, with 98.9 FM off the air yesterday morning. I wanted to make sure anybody who tuned in to 98.9 and just heard static yesterday had an opportunity as well to hear the comments, some of the final comments of this election from Judge Crawford. In fact, just heard that, and coming up here in about a minute, you'll have a chance to hear a counter argument from Donald Trump as he gives his reasons for supporting Brad Schimmel. So we want to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to hear from the candidates. The time is 9:48. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson. I'm going to hold my tongue. I had a couple things I'm going to say here. We'll hold it for a moment. Come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, also at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page there. It is Election Day. It is April the 1st of 2025, and on the line we have Cornell from Merrill. Good morning and happy Election Day to you, Cornell.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, just get out the vote, everybody. We got to get Judge Crawford in there. Man, I'll tell you, I've been getting some calls, and people are mad with this Musk. You know, they don't want, we got to wake up. We don't want a billionaire buying a judge in the state. We have to wake up, and I heard Judge Crawford talk in Wausau last week, and I just feel she's fair. She worked hard to get her law degree in Wisconsin, and I just feel that she, you know, just listening to her, that she treat the people fairly. And we don't want a judge bought by a, you know, bought and sold and a yes person for Trump, and you know, everything is in chaos. So just get out there and vote, and I hope people vote for Judge Crawford. And now I want to turn to sports.
Go for it.
Okay, we have a champion. Nobody's talking about it. I want to lift people's spirits up because the Bucks and the Brewers are having a terrible spot. Do you know the champion? And I'll give you a hint. This is the question. It's on ice.
UW River Falls Division III Women's Hockey.
No, this is world champion.
Oh, world champion.
World champion.
Not national champion. World champion. Hmm.
World champion.
I don't know. At least not off the top of my head.
Boy. Elisa Liu won at 19 years old the United States World Championship in Boston.
What was the event?
The World Championship. Let's see.
Is it figure skating?
Yes, figure skating. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Elisa Liu, 19 years old. Her father was an immigrant from China, and she was born in California, American citizen. And just check her skating on YouTube. Incredible. I just love to watch these skaters. Incredible.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully a big win for her and hopefully some big wins tonight, right?
Yes. Well, I just want to raise your spirit up. And she didn't get much press, but if somebody wants to see something exciting, incredible figure skating, you know, and it shows on YouTube, it shows the whole rink, and it's just unbelievable. No slips, no mistakes, just a number 10, I'll tell you, you know, I just enjoy watching those Olympic figure skating. I just want to say you did a great job in announcing those hockey games.
Appreciate it. By the way, did you know that the Olympics are coming up? Because I didn't really realize it until I saw like a commercial. The Olympics are coming up next winter. I mean, so it's not that far away. So that's always fun. You know, I think the Olympics, one of the great things about the Olympics is that for those 2 weeks, you kind of stop thinking about people like Donald Trump for a while.
Well, that's why I wanted to call you.
So, I'm looking forward to the Olympics coming up next winter. That'll be fun. So, no, I appreciate that. And appreciate you. You said it. You've been walking the walk when it comes to talking to other people as well. And I think that's something that's vitally important when it comes to what we're doing here.
Yeah, I just feel so strongly that we got to get Susan Crawford in there because, you know, just listening to her talk, that she'll treat people fairly, and that's what we need. We don't want a racist president coming in and buying a judge, and I just feel that Susan Crawford's the right person, and I hope the Wisconsinite people will understand that and have the values of you know, kindness and goodness and get her in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Cornell, I look forward to hearing your response after the election. So hopefully it'll be a good thing when we hear from you next.
Well, yeah. Okay, Chad. Well, thanks for the Civic Media team. They've just been terrific. I've been listening to them, and, you know, it's nice that we can get the word out on both sides. And, you know, we just have to get her in there to make a great court.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cornell. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, okay, Chad. Good luck. I'll be calling today, too. I got to remind a few people.
There you go. Thanks, Cornell.
Okay.
On that note, Cornell reminds us about everybody else at Civic Media. And again, at 8 o'clock tonight, special live coverage of election night 2025 here in Wisconsin. So again, once you get done voting, tune in tonight. Dan Schaefer, our political director, and also many others will be involved in the production this evening. So starting at 8 o'clock, tune in for results, analysis, and a whole bunch more on election night here from 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow morning. Hopefully, Ian will be back tomorrow morning. We'll bring back the number for the day quiz tomorrow. Running out of time here today. But get Ian back on the winning track tomorrow, and hopefully you can join us as well. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. And don't forget, Jane will have your next chance to win with our statewide Text to Win contest coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been the Chad Holmes Show. Have a great rest of your Tuesday and keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.